Yeah, my mom had this. I don't know where she got all this stuff from. It must have been. She must have. I don't know if she got it from here or something or what, but. Well, this one's. This is a life insurance policy that she. That's. Was taken out on her by you and Papa. It was like. It's a copy. But it's from 1950 something.
Well, I had a little policy on all of them, and then as when they got married, I gave it to them.
Oh, okay.
It was about $500.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. She had that copy of that, but she had this other stuff in here. It's
stuff. Essentially done very little since day three. Sean isn't working.
A lot of stuff from the Bryant side here. Something about the estate of Charles Bryant. It's a receipt. It says, I, Kate Giles. Somehow related to Charles Bryant. Acknowledge receipt from George Bryant. Administrator George Bryant is administrator of the estate of Charles Bryant.
Oh, that's Grandma Giles' brother is George that Papa and Grandpa used to always say he was so lazy and all that.
George
but
was?
He was kind of the only one living anymore, so he probably was in charge of the estate.
Okay.
But she got paid off her share, I suppose.
Yeah, and Charles Bryant was, that was a brother of George, I guess, huh?
Welcome, guys.
I was trying to figure out who Charles Bryant was. He lived in, this is from Milwaukee.
Once again, back up for grabs.
Let's see, I hereby consent that George Bryant be discharged. What?
You each have a piece of beef.
Oh, it was 1953. Something about, yeah, your
back. You're going to tear off as much of that meat as you can in 10 minutes.
I don't know, but apparently Charles Bryant lived in...
That's been another brother, I see.
Yeah, I guess so. Apparently lived in Wisconsin.
I was trying to think, Hazel used to always, if I stayed overnight there, she'd say, watch out for Uncle Charlie, or like wonders what kind of a rogue he was, you know.
Why? Were there stories about him?
Just to be funny.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well,
Grandma Giles always acted like each one of them were so wonderful and all that. And the others thought they were lazy and not very ambitious and that.
Oh, so Kate Giles, that's...
Kate Giles was Grandma Giles.
Grandma Giles.
Yeah. Merritt's mother.
Oh, and he was married to... and her maiden name was Bryant. That's
yeah,
right. Okay.
Yeah, and she was married to Charles R. Giles.
Okay, so... So this is her... Oh, so these are her siblings.
Yeah.
Charles Bryant and George Bryant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So there's... Okay, siblings. That's... Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Because... And then there was another letter in here. There's some other stuff in here. I was looking. I don't know. Some of this has to do with real estate in Florida.
Yeah, well, there was one of her brothers had property across from Hialeah. And I said, well, that doesn't necessarily mean it was worth anything because, like, here you could be across the street from Arlington.
Yeah, Arlington Park Racetrack.
And like, my cousin Kurt lived over there, and Gloria still, my friend Gloria Heron. She still lives over there.
Yeah, Gloria Heron. Who was the one? Who's the woman that was your maid of honor in your at your wedding?
That was Helen Wettendorf.
Helen Wettendorf. Okay. Yeah. I remember her because she was at your 50th anniversary. Yeah. I remember, but. Yeah, okay, so, yeah, I was trying to figure out the Florida thing. There's, like, a deed, or not a deed, there's a map of the, let's see, Mr. C.H. Bryant. It's a letter written to C.H. Bryant in Milwaukee, and it's written from... someone from the train, from the railroad down in Florida. Apparently, it goes right by his property.
Oh.
And they were asking him for some money for, or something goes, something was on his property, and they were asking for some money or something. So apparently, the C.H. Bryant. I guess it's Charles. I guess.
Grandma Giles' sister Hattie. She lived in Milwaukee, or in South Milwaukee.
Harriet. Would it be Harriet Nels?
Yeah, that's her married name.
Oh, okay. All right. Somewhere I had a note of that.
She was the one that was a Christian Scientist, and she used to have people who would come and stay with her, and she'd pray over them and stuff like that.
Huh.
And she had a little fox terrier. And she said one time, I think she called him Terry. And she says, he sits and listens to the Bible studies when they have <She's>... She was funny.
Harriet. Oh, so her maiden name is Harriet Bryant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there was at least four of the kids.
Yeah,
there
were.
There was Charles.
Charles, George.
George. Kate.
Clarence. There's...
Oh, there was a Clarence?
Clarence, too, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize there was two. Okay, I saw a C. Bryant, and so there was a Clarence and a Charles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. C.H. Bryant. One of them was in Florida. C.H. Bryant was in Wisconsin. Which one had the property in Florida? It would have been...
Well, that was Charlie.
Oh, it was Charlie, yeah. Okay. Charlie, okay. Further. Your future. Okay. Your way. Actually, you know, I can't remember how much I have written down on this, but this was some new stuff, I think. I didn't have much on that side. But I don't know where she has all this stuff. It was just like a packet of documents that she found somewhere. Harriet Nels. Okay. Okay, that was Wisconsin.
I wonder what those folders are over there. I mean, that's.
Did you have some stuff?
Yeah, I was going to.
Oh. Over here?
Yeah.
Those are kids' books there.
Oh.
Income tax. Hmm. Well, it'll probably take Aunt Kathy to find it, I suppose, huh? We can maybe.
Linda and I were going through stuff this afternoon.
Oh, just today? Huh.
Unless, of course, you're flying for free.
when you took a three-night or longer Southwest Airlines vacations package for at least two people to the Walt Disney World Resort by April 15th, a friend can fly with you for free. There's never been a better time to visit the Walt Disney World Resort to book your magical Southwest.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of stuff that happened after or call Charles died. Like a bunch of his estate, I guess.
I know Merrick, he didn't trust George. And he was in charge of the stuff.
Oh, George was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. George was the administrator of the estate.
He said one time, you know, he always said George was lazy. They lived on the third floor, and they were going to move using Merrick's dad's truck.
Yeah.
And they get there in the morning to help him move, and he's still in bed. And you can imagine how Merrick feels.
Yeah, he was the opposite of lazy.
To agree with Dina. I already told you guys, I don't want
either of
the two girls going to Florida.
And she has like a tax.
No, I don't want to.
Tax bill.
At all, but I'm just saying. For the girls.
Paid by Charles Giles. You. Grandpa Giles, I guess. 180-degree turnaround in your attitude just by saying out here. Oh, okay, written out to the Cook County tax collector. She's got like this canceled check written out. Let's be honest, the reality is most from 1953. I don't know why she has this, but...
I hope you don't take this personally at all, that my vote's going your way for the reason that I don't want to vote any of them. So
for the farm at...
the same reason trade goes business.
I don't know where to fall, because I don't want to vote for Sean.
For the farm in Norwood Park, apparently.
I like her company. And between her and Matt, I like her company more than Matt's company. I both probably love Matt. And I don't want to do it. But I'm not getting rid of Alex.
Oh, yeah, and she has, like, this plot... of the land down by in Florida. The railroad tracks are here, and I don't know where the horse race track is. I wonder what it was. Was it a big... what kind of property, I wonder?
It was just a hunk of land like here, or a lot.
Just a lot, I suppose. Yeah. It wasn't like a house or anything?
No building on it.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said, well, just because it's near the racetrack doesn't make it valuable. I said, because... I said there's all kinds of lots around Arlington.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so this is final receipt for Charles Bryant. Okay, probate court in Milwaukee. All right. There's some letter from E. Morrow in Hialeah, Florida.
Got a weird vibe tonight. Is it sad tonight already? Hey, you guys definitely have a look that I haven't seen before. Shauna, what's going on?
Well, I don't think anyone wants to be here right now, and we were so jazzed. The last thing we want to do right now is this phenomenal chemistry between the six of us, and no one wants to see anyone go, but... we're here, and so it's a total bummer.
Alex, anybody that you think, I almost wish I had met you back home, because this experience is so weird that it might make it hard to pursue anything.
Oh, okay, it's a letter. It's a guy, this is the guy that owns the lot next to the one that Charles Bryant owned. Block, lot 3, block 144, Hialeah, Florida. It says, since his death, it has been neglected, and the taxes are to be sold May 23rd, 1955, for $6.95. And the lot will be sold for back taxes next year. It's a 25-foot lot next to the lot I own, and I would like to buy it for cash. Okay, so E. Morrow. Okay, so he wanted to buy it, apparently. I wonder what
and eating 12.
I wonder what this place looked like. I wonder.
Is,
25 foot is in my.
What's your role? You're always good for a
life. I wonder what's there now. You were.
I like to try to keep the tribe.
Dear Kate Giles. Okay, he wrote a letter to dear. To Harriet Nels and to Kate Giles here.
Yeah,
okay, the two Bryant girls, I guess.
And Hattie and Grandma Giles.
Okay. May of 55. Huh, okay. Wonder if he ever bought it. That's kind of interesting. I wonder why he bought a place down in Florida.
Don't ask.
Is it an investment? Like,
he never had a residence around here that I know of, you know.
Huh. Well, he lived in Milwaukee, right?
Well, that I think he probably was staying with Aunt Hattie when he was in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay.
Because, like I said, he was a bachelor. I don't think he owned a house ever.
Huh.
So, give it to me. You are in this for the long haul, then? Are you here?
Was he the oldest one?
No,
Or Charles?
Kate was the oldest.
Is this a hard vote for you, or because you're not part of this young group, are you able to just step back and say, at least I don't have that headache?
Fortunately, I can say that I am part of this young group. I would say that this is the absolute most difficult vote that we have had to date.
Difficult or not, it is time to vote. Jenna, you're up.
Oh, okay, here. This is written... R.W. Erickson, business manager. We are attempting at this time to locate all of the living relatives of Charles H. Bryant. We have some postal savings certificates and war stamps belonging to Mr. Bryant and have been advised that he is deceased. Therefore, we would like to distribute them to the legal heirs. Would you therefore please distribute a list of all the living relatives with their addresses? Huh. War stamps? What are war stamps?
Well, like when Marlene was going to school, like during World War II, you could buy the stamps and you put them in a book, and then when you got enough of them, you could buy a war bond.
Oh, okay.
Like they had them for $25, and you only had to pay $18.75, and then that way you made interest on.
Okay, it's like savings bonds, I guess. Yeah. And postal savings certificates, too. Huh. Yeah, somehow, I don't know where I got this stuff from. It's all from the estate of Charles Bryant.
Yeah, I don't know
Bryant.
How she got it.
Huh.
Well, I always tell about the time Merrick took his father to the bank. Because he had a safety deposit box.
Yeah.
And I forget what they had to get out of it. And then he had so much stuff in there. And Merritt was so mad, he says, it was Annie's death funeral bills. And that, that was a sister-in-law, I think. And
Annie who? Grandma Annie?
Not our Grandma Annie, okay. A different Annie. There was two Aunt Alice's in their family. The one lived out in Bartlett. Anyway, Mary had to dig all the way to the bottom of the box to find what he needed. And he had all these old things. Didn't even have to be in a safety deposit box. No.
Fair.